The Skyline of New York. Words Appear. A Disney Channel original movie. Girls wave ribbons and converge on a grassy area. Words Appear. Cadet Kelly. A sign on a building reads New York Middle School of the Arts. More girls join the dance. They wave the ribbons, skip in a circle, and twirl. Starring Hilary Duff, Christy Romano, Sean Ashmore.
Hey, I have always known there are some stories that have to be told, but I never realized my memoirs would be one of them.
A blonde with blue streaks in her hair joins forearms with a brunette. They spin and flutter their ribbons. Amy Garcia, Linda Cash, Nigel Hamer, Sarah Gayden, and Gary Cole. Music by David Kate. They all toss their ribbons in the air. The girls drape their arms over each other's shoulders and smile. A man with a pencil in his teeth applauds.
I call it Dance of Family, and I couldn't have choreographed it without my best friend, Kelly.
The blonde bows.
Yes! Oh, Amanda, that was fabulous. You know, I am...
The girls hug and spin.
I was really able to sense the eternal struggle of nature versus nurture.
Edited by Anita Brandt Burgoyne.
Kelly, how's your family project going?
Oh, well, I've decided to do a video documentary.
Oh, weren't you going to write a short story?
Well, that was before I was going to do the family sculpture garden.
A man walks atop a wall holding a camcorder. Kelly waves to him.
Hi, Dad!
He loses his balance and falls backward. His head pops up, a thin smile on his face.
You know, I've decided to show the world the way the family really works. I've decided to call it La Familia, a film by Kelly Collins.
It's great.
I know!
Dirty water hot dogs!
I need one.
Hey, best Manhattan has to offer.
Dad, my family. Divorced, alone, yet having a terrific time. He knows he has me, the light of his life.
Ooh. Oh, I gotta get you back. Taxi!
Produced by Kevin Lafferty. Executive producers Robert Shapiro, Jerry Leader. Written by Gail Parent and Michael Walsh.
Yes.
Directed by Larry Shaw.
No.
Kelly tapes with the camcorder.
No, I know what the contract says, but 1,200 pages?
Mom, a worker, a mother. She is me, the light of her life.
Kelly. Honey, you know what? There's such a thing as too much of a close-up. Can I call you back?
Soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The general? Looks very important.
He is to me.
They are so cute together, especially when he takes off the hat. Ex-husband.
Yeah.
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
That was good.
A nuclear family that once exploded.
Kelly.
But it exploded as gently as possible.
Kelly. Kelly. No, Kelly. Kelly.
What?
No, Kelly! Kelly! Kelly!
She hops from foot to foot and bumps the fishbowl on a pedestal. The bowl tilts and wobbles.
The water damage wasn't that bad. You know what? You managed to save most of the fish.
I saved them all.
An apartment.
Michelle.
Kelly grabs the camcorder. Her mom smooths her hair before answering the door.
Hi.
The general wears a blue suit. She pulls him inside and kisses him. Kelly takes a close-up of them.
Mom and man. The first one she's let into our all-girl lives since Dad.
He bumps the camcorder.
I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, are you okay?
He takes the offered tissue and holds it on his nose.
You know what? You can cry if you want to. You really can. Oh, I'm sorry.
Kelly continues taping him.
Oh, that's kind of gross. Would it be wrong to ask how your nose is?
It looks worse than it feels.
Mom says she's in love. I guess that's why she's all pink and smiley. And looks like she wants to sing.
Kelly?
Haven't you told him yet?
I think he knows, hon. Actually, tonight is a celebration. We want to... get married, settle down.
Well, maybe someday you will, and I'm all for it.
Honey, we're not asking you.
We're telling you.
She stops eating her noodles.
Oh. Well, in that case, you have my permission. I think you'll be good for my mom. You being so...
He narrows his eyes. Kelly's mom widens hers.
Stable and all. She needs that.
Glad you approve. Your mother and I are planning a wedding this summer.
I'm very happy for you both. And I was. He was a really nice guy who made us feel terrifically safe. And although he wasn't mushy, he looked at Mom as if she were the answer to his prayers. What should I call you? Because in case you haven't noticed, I don't call you anything but...
Joe. Sir. Your choice.
Sir. How about sir? Mom and sir. I like it. And I just want you both to know, I am totally, totally determined to make this relationship work. But if you want to be a part of our family, you gotta learn how to slouch a little.
He frowns. Kelly wiggles her shoulders. He leans over his plate, then sits up and resumes eating. At night, Kelly is in bed with a rainbow blanket. Her mother sits next to her.
I wouldn't be getting married if I thought that it wasn't going to be good for both of us. For all of us. Oh, Kelly. I love him.
Love. Wow. I hear it's great.
She kisses Kelly. Turns out the light. And closes the door. Kelly frowns and fiddles with the red stitching on the edges of the blanket. She covers herself with the blanket and stares up on the street.
Honey, try not to crush my wedding gown.
Don't worry, I got it. Now have a fun day with Kelly and try not to forget what tomorrow is.
I will try. Oh, Joe, I'm so happy for you. But I haven't told Kelly yet.
You haven't?
No.
Well, we could tell her together.
You know what? Why don't I tell her myself?
Deal.
Love you.
At a makeup counter.
Mom, do you realize that this is our very last day of being single women together?
I know. Hey, what do you think?
She purses her lips and stares in the mirror.
I like it. It's very bridal. Do you think you could just leave it on and sleep on your back?
Oh, Kel, I am so happy.
You know, things just feel right. I think it's more than right. Love, happiness. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I haven't told you the best part. Joe, has a new job. One he's always wanted.
Mm-hmm. Good. Because I've been looking in the want ads. Nobody seems to be looking for a retired general. So, what's he gonna do?
Some things are gonna change, hon. Like, I'm gonna be doing a lot less editing. We'll be moving upstate. I'm gonna learn how to do things like make curtains and maybe even cook.
Cook? Whoa, I think you should take it slow, Mom. Did you say moving?
What? Yes, to a place that has no takeout. But you know what? It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be great. Really?
Kelly stares with her mouth open.
Moving? Mom, we can't be moving out of New York. Where will I get my dirty water hot dogs?
Oh, do you want one?
No.
Oh, Kelly, I promise that we'll drive into the city a lot.
A lot? We can't move so far away that I can't commute to my school.
Oh, they have a wonderful school where we're going.
But I love my school, Mom. I love it.
This new school has very high standards, honey. The academics are great.
How do you know? And I mean really know.
Well, I know, Kel, because Joe is going to be the principal. Only more so.
Mom, in what way more so?
Well, he's more than just a principal. He's like a commandant.
What?
And it's a very caring, very structured, which will be good for you, military school.
Military school? No. Like where they wear uniforms and they march all around together? You can't do this to me, Mom. I'm not going.
Kelly, we are going to be a family, and families live together. I mean, the house is right on the campus. You'll be coming home every weekend.
How about if you two go and I stay here? And you can come and visit anytime you want.
I don't think so.
What about if I move in with Amanda? My parents won't even notice.
Kelly, you're much too much fun to leave behind. And you know what? Families don't leave anyone behind.
Her mother walks away.
Yeah, but I'm not going.
Promise we'll be best friends, always and forever.
I promise. Anyway, I'm not going.
And promise you won't like it more there than you like it here.
No chance of that. They wear uniforms. They go to school where they learn about military strategy. They sit in desks.
No.
Yes.
Kelly packs.
Well, it doesn't matter. Because I'm not going.
At George Washington Military Academy, cadets practice drills with white-painted rifles. Cadets in pale blue shirts stand in formation. They wear black berets and have their dark pants stuffed into the tops of black high-top boots. Kelly pulls her silver suitcase. A squad of cadets in camouflage jog by.
Hello? Where can I get a cafe mocha?
Kelly rolls her eyes. She wears a blue crocheted sweater over a sparkly t-shirt. Her beaded fringed purse swings next to her black pants with blue embroidery on the leg. Two women in uniform stare at her. She enters the barracks. Thick-soled sandals are on her feet. Her toenails are painted red. The girls stare at her. She gives them a quick smile and sits on a bunk.
Hello. I'm Carla.
Kelly. Nice to meet you.
You're gonna like it here, you know.
I can't believe I have to sleep in a place without a single decent piece of art on the walls.
Ugh, we got Captain Stone again. You know, she's going to dismember us.
Who's this Captain Stone, anyway?
She's the meanest 16-year-old in America. It's your squad leader.
She's the one who tells us what to do and when to do it.
That can't be possible. We've got brains. We're thinking people.
Not around her, you're not.
I hear she's got a buzzard for a pet. She's probably going to be going with Brad again this year.
Brad? What's a Brad?
He's the best-looking, most perfect boy around.
And he goes to school here?
Why not me?
As if a cadet major would be interested in any of you guys.
Yeah, right.
The girls drift away. The petite Carla leans back on her bed. Kelly unfolds the rainbow blanket.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. It's not regulation.
It's just a blanket. It's not like anyone's gonna see but us.
Everything here is by the book.
Thanks for the warning, Carla. But I'd really like to try and retain my individuality around here.
Ten! Hot!
She drapes it over her pillow and smooths it. The others rush to stand at the foot of their bunks. Two pairs of black boots proceed up the center of the room. Carla's eyes dart toward Kelly. Carla presses her lips together. The boots march to the bunk. A hand grabs the blanket.
I'm sorry. Did I accidentally snatch this ratty old thing away from you?
In my experience, people don't snatch accidentally. And it's not ratty!
The uniformed girl drops the blanket and grinds her boot into it.
It is now. And keep it out of my barracks!
Why would you do something like that? Oh, my bad. You must be Captain Stone.
You're on my list, maggot.
Kelly crosses her arms over her chest.
You'd be on mine if I had a list.
I'll pretend that you didn't say that.
Anywhere!
Kelly retrieves her blanket.
Trouble ahead, girl.
Well, there'll be trouble ahead for her, too.
You don't get it. In her mind, you're just a lowly speck of dust.
Well, that's not how I see it, okay? We may be in military school, but we still live in a democracy. Some things are just gonna have to change around here.
You're going to change a school that's been around for 100 years? I don't think so. My advice, don't frost Jennifer.
I hated it. The uniformity, the rules, the khaki of it all. It was totally clear to me that George Washington Military Academy needed to become a kinder, gentler school, and it was up to me to do it. I have to do everything.
Lights out! 10 minutes!
What? Excuse me, my mom lets me stay up till midnight.
Everybody has a rank. Basically, you salute officers.
I've heard of generals. Well, you can tell a person's rank by looking at their chevrons or insignia.
Kelly, in uniform, salutes the officers who pass by.
Oh! Sergeant! Major! Sergeant Major! Hey! I'm guessing, but nobody seems to mind. Hey!
Hey, hey, hey! Stone,
Stone.
All right, there he is.
Stone watches a male cadet.
How's my hair?
Perfect. As usual.
Whoa, is that Brad? Or the cutest boy I've ever seen. Or both.
You got it.
Oh my gosh, he looks just like a rock star. And I would know because I've been this close to NSYNC.
Better stay away. He's the Stones man. And you'll be seeing them together at the Welcome Back dance on Friday.
Did you say dance?
Yeah, we're invited too. Everybody's invited.
Do we get to wear real clothes?
Wear them if you got them.
I am so there.
Hit it!
Okay, so I'm gonna casually bump into him and just bring up the welcome back dance.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hair's good.
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Brad walks across the grounds with his squad. Stone starts toward him. Kelly watches her, then moves off. Stone sees her and quickens her pace. Kelly quickens hers. They jog, converging on Brad. Kelly steps in front of Stone and salutes Brad. He looks from Stone to her and returns the salute. He walks away. Kelly about faces and salutes Stone. Stone stares open-mouthed. Lips compressed, Stone salutes. Kelly smiles and rejoins Carla. Stone's eyes narrow. Carla stares with her mouth open.
I thought you'd be happy about how quickly I was learning.
At the obstacle course, Kelly falls face down in the mud. She gets up, trips, and falls backward. Brad swings across the mud hazard on a rope.
Come on, muscle girl! Don't we see those knees? Up, 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 up! Fast, fast, fast!
Kelly sidesteps the tire drill.
Glad to see you skip that. That's right. If I did, you would have had to gone back and do it again.
That's right. Come on! This is not a tea party!
Let's go! Up, 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 up!
Let's go, people! Move, move!
Brad climbs the rope lattice.
Go!
He reaches the top and rolls.
Ouch!
Oh, did you break a nail?
I don't care!
Move! My mama can move faster! Watch it!
Let's go! Run faster! Come on! Pathetic! Let's go, Collins!
Go!
Keep going! You people are so slow! Come on, Maggot! Let's go! Let me see what you got!
Kelly puts her foot through the lattice. Brad jogs through the tire drill. Kelly slowly finishes the lattice.
Thanks. Go, now!
Kelly sees Brad and sighs. Stone yanks her by the ear.
Go down.
Kelly waves to him and starts to crawl through the dirt under a mesh of barbed wire.
Down! In the mud, now! I want to see you! Come on, crawl like a snake that you are! Crawl! Come on, keep moving! You are an embarrassment. Scratch your
Kelly untangles her feet from the wire. She finishes as Brad drops in front of her. She smiles at him, her face encrusted with mud.
Oh. Collins, let's go.
Kelly struggles to the top of a platform. She looks over the edge and grabs a rope.
Get down here, cadet! Get down from there right now, you maggot! So what are you going to do when a member of your team is counting on you? You're going to leave a man behind? No! You're going to rappel down that rope and you're going to get him! No one gets left behind! Is that clear?
I hate heights. I'm even hoping not to get too tall.
Stone scowls and walks away.
Hello? I fall even when I'm just walking around!
Alton!
Is anyone else out there?
Sir, no, sir!
Well done. The welcome back dance begins at 1900 hours. Dismiss your squads.
Dismissed!
The cadets disperse. Stone looks back at the platform. Kelly kneels on it. At the platform. Stone smiles up at Kelly and flutters her eyelashes.
I'm getting a little hungry. Ooh, how about sending for some Caesar salad with a little bit of Cajun chicken, a touch of cilantro, and a little bit of lemon dressing on the side, with some of those oyster crackers.
Stone nods.
Yummy.
Then shakes her head.
Fine.
Stone jerks her head down. Kelly eases her hips over the edge. Hanging on with gloved hands. Kelly twists and slips.
Sergeant Ramos will take over from here. You're going to do this course until you get it right.
But what about the dance?
You're not going to be there.
Are you sure you're allowed to do that?
What are you going to do about it?
Tell your stepfather? I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it.
What?
Absolutely nothing. Ma'am.
Maggot.
Ten! Hut! Back up! Let's go! Under the tires! Go quick! And pick your feet up! Oh, just wait!
It starts to rain.
My knee! Let's go.
Sergeant Gloria Ramos. My own private slave driver. Was tough, but she didn't have Jennifer's 100% look of hatred. I decided to try and find the real Gloria, the one who was craving to be human.
I'm sorry you have to stand over me like this and miss the dance.
I don't dance.
Don't you want to listen to the music?
I hate music.
Nobody hates music. It's a primitive instinct which I'm sure you could unleash any time you want.
Never happens.
We have got to get to the bottom of your denial.
Get moving!
I intend to. I can diagnose and climb at the same time.
Under the wire, cadet!
Ow! Oh!
Your arm is bleeding!
Oh, that's what that sticky red stuff is!
How do you feel?
I don't feel! I just want to finish! I'm gonna do this and it's gonna be my personal best! Especially since I've never done this before!
That's the Marines!
How about...
Row, row, row your boat!
Gently! Ah! That's the Navy! I don't think I'll ever be able to do this.
She goes back to the start of the wire.
Back home in Fonse, we have the most beautiful stars. When I'm crawling in the mud here, I pretend I am there, on the beach. And the sand is soft and warm.
Oh, Gloria, that is pure poetry.
Let me show you. Use your elbows. It gives you more stability and helps you get there faster.
Use your knees to push.
Then, when you have to get under some wire, fasten yourself up completely like this. Ready?
Yeah.
Go!
I'm doing it!
Gloria crawls with her.
I can prove to you that good times aren't just for chumps.
I tell you what, you can try.
Wait! Mission accomplished! Fall out!
I've got to go tell Carla!
Kelly runs off, kicking her heels. Gloria smiles. At the dance, boys in white dress uniforms and girls in long dresses dance. Kelly runs toward the red brick building. She sees the dancers through the windows. She trips and tumbles down the muddy path toward the door. She bursts through the doors and slides on the wooden floor. Stone turns and Kelly collides with her and hangs on. They tussle. Brad grins. Stone throws Kelly off. Her white dress is stained with mud. Brad suppresses a smile.
Well, there's somebody who knows how to get down and dirty.
Stone stomps off. Brad laughs. In the commandant's office.
I am not happy about your performance your first week here.
I'm not exactly happy with what's going on either. Things could be much better. Did you know that there's this whole group who practice throwing around rifles? They're like robots or something.
Joe looks at a tall trophy.
I was one of those robots when I was in school here.
It's okay. You were young. You didn't know any better.
Joe drums his fingers.
Captain Stone says that you purposefully damaged her personal belongings in the form of a white dress, which you willfully laid your hands
on. It was not purposefully or willfully, sir. I lost my footing approaching the dance, and I accidentally...
Captain Stone isn't the only one that I've had complaints from. Your teachers are finding your lack of discipline problematic, to say the least. It's time that you learn how we operate around here. Uniformity is something we strive for.
Are you sure that's a good thing?
I'm positive. Although individual dignity is respected, the individual is at the service of the group. That's why we call it the service. That's a lesson you need to learn, Private Collins, and you will learn it. Dismissed. All right. It's time for you to go home. Tell your mother I'll be there shortly.
He salutes. She does the same. At a stone house.
Mom, can I have your lap? I need to tell you something.
Okay. Because I have something to tell you, too.
You can go first.
Okay. Kelly. I'm just going to come right out and say it. Okay? We're going to have a baby.
A baby?
Yeah.
A baby?
A baby?
Wow, a baby!
You know, Kel, I will still love you 100%. And I'm sure I'm going to love this baby. But I will always love you longer.
Me too, Mom. I will always love you longer.
Okay. Ta-da! The baby's room is going to need those beautiful paintings you do so well.
Oh, I love it when you use psychology on me.
Kelly admires the paint and brushes.
Mom, you have made me a very happy daughter.
Good. Now, what were you going to tell me?
Me? I was going to tell you that Carlos turned out to be a very good friend.
Oh!
I couldn't tell her I wanted to quit school. We couldn't bring a baby into this world among even 1 ounce of chaos.
Hello.
Hi!
Good.
Well, I just told Kelly our good news.
Yeah.
Congratulations, big sister.
A handshake? Suddenly, it dawned on me that Sir wasn't ready to be a father yet. List of things to do. Give Mom total support, woman to woman. Help Sir understand his new fatherly role. And try to convince the military to let people use their own blankets. I had to do everything.
Kelly lies with her pillow over her head. Stone begins her inspection. The corner of the rainbow blanket sticks out from under the pillow.
Well, I know there has to be something wrong here.
Ma'am, no, ma'am!
Stone walks behind Kelly. Kelly bites her lip.
Well, you got away with it this time. Whatever it is.
Stone sees the blanket.
You know, I do believe that I said something about this ratty thing. Oh, yeah. That I never wanted to see it in my barracks ever again.
The other girls lean slightly and look down the row.
Oh. Wow. And now I won't. Sweet dreams, maggot.
Kelly's eyes fill. She holds up the ripped blanket.
As you were.
At night.
Am I supposed to just let her do this to me, Carla?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I just go to bed.
Shh. I'm gonna figure this out.
Kelly gets up and opens her footlocker.
Your bed, cadet. This is between me and her, okay?
She creeps to Stone's room. Kelly has a stainless steel bowl, paints, and a brush. Black boots walk down the barracks. Girls giggle as they pass. Stone looks in the mirror and smooths her long brown hair. She touches the back of her hair. It is stiff with red, orange, yellow, and blue painted stripes. The paint starts at the crown and covers the back of her head to the base of her neck. At the obstacle course, Kelly stands on the platform. Stone, wearing a cap, approaches with a paper in her hand. She crooks her finger. She gestures for Kelly to come down. Kelly puts on the gloves. She rappels down the wall.
I know it was you. And I have a present for you. Around here, we call it a court-martial.
I feel terrible I didn't get anything for you, ma'am.
At home.
So what does it mean?
It means she'll have to appear in cadet court.
Should we get a lawyer?
The cadets run these things themselves. I review the verdict and mete out the punishment.
Oh, honey, that puts you in such a difficult position. So you know what? Don't go too easy on her. But maybe not too hard either.
This is the job I've wanted all my life. Ever since I was a kid here. Listening to my dad, watching him, living in this house. I can't blow it.
And you think one little girl is going to make that happen?
I didn't. Till I met the one little girl who could.
Kelly listens from the stairs.
I think I'm going to take a walk.
Joe puts on his uniform jacket and leaves.
Joe?
Kelly's mom finds her on the stairs. Kelly rushes to her. She takes her in her arms and pats her back.
I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't mean to.
They sit on a bench.
Say sorry to the court. Maybe we shouldn't have come here.
Mom, you never asked me if I wanted to come here.
Kelly. Kelly!
At the court-martial.
Section 101.2, failure to maintain orderly quarters. Section 103.4, violation of the uniform dress code. Section...
Speaking of dress code, your cover, please, Cadet Captain Stone.
She continues to read.
Section 102.2, insubordination. Section...
Captain, the evidence, please.
Brad's lips twitch. Stone frowns. She removes her cap and turns her head.
My client would like to point out that it's just paint. It'll wash out.
This concludes the proceedings. Deliberations will begin immediately.
Oh, no, I forgot to tell him I was sorry.
Apology not accepted.
Not to you. To them, ma'am. Got across. It was a crime of passion. I had to retaliate. They couldn't possibly find me
guilty. The cadet will report to the commandant's office immediately for sentencing.
I've thought long and hard about your punishment, and I think I've come up with just the one. I hereby sentence you to the drill team.
The drill team? Sir, I'm not really good at being on teams. I'm more of a solo artist.
Who said you'd be on the team? That would be an honor. I'm sentencing you to be equipment manager. You're expected to keep the uniforms orderly, polish boots and brass, maintain rifles, guidons, scabbards, and sabers. Around here, that is referred to as a scut job. Maybe you'll learn some respect for property. And hopefully you'll learn what this group, the one that practices with rifles, the one you refer to as robots, is all about.
Joe picks up the tall trophy.
1970. Was on the team that year. We came in third. We haven't done that well since. That's going to change. Colonel Mickelson is team advisor. Report to him Monday morning in the gym after classes and get yourself squared away. Dismissed.
outside the office. She shakes her head.
Hello?
Hey, Kelly. Are you okay? I got your message.
Yeah, it always worries me when you try to sound happy.
Oh, I'm great. Except for I got court-martialed.
That's terrific, honey.
And I'm on the drill team. Well, not exactly on it, but...
I am so proud of you.
Well, I just called to tell you that.
Oh, okay, honey, I gotta go.
Okay, bye, Dad.
He trips and falls in a stream while taking a photograph. Three dark-skinned porters wince.
Flip! On!
The drill team stands in stocking feet. Kelly polishes boots. Joe enters.
Reverse flip! On! Board on! Flip, reverse, present, on!
Eddie, as you know, we have a meet coming up in 2 weeks.
But it isn't just a practice. It's our first step towards winning the regionals.
So...
make me proud.
Attend! Ho!
Sir!
Yes, sir! Flip! On! Reverse flip! On!
That's when it hit me. This was like Swan Lake. Only instead of tutus, everyone was wearing uniforms. But still, it was so beautiful.
She bites her nail. The team spins and catches their rifles.
Sure, I'll help you with the equipment. Our team may not be the best, but it'll be the shiniest.
That is so incredibly nice of you.
Part of what we learn here is to help each other.
I swear I would. If only I fit in, you know?
No one fits in at first.
So, what about you?
Me? I'm lucky to be here. Home wasn't... it wasn't what I would have picked out. This is like a heaven on earth for a girl like me.
Hey, Carla. You think you'd like to have dinner with us Friday night? Maybe stay over?
Sure. I'd love that.
Okay.
Kelly and Carla polish brass belt buckles.
Sir, can I borrow some Spitzer? Promise to pay you back. Hey, Brad. I was just wondering if you could help me with some moves for the big meet.
Sure.
Cool. Because I would really love to beat Rahway Academy just once, and I'm sure you would, too.
I don't mean to brag, but I always bring luck to things, and sometimes people rub my head.
She leans forward. Brad rubs. Stone moves between them.
Guns, please.
Here you go, Brad.
Thanks.
Sure.
Kelly inspects a rifle. She tosses it. She tries again. This time, she catches it and smiles at Carla.
GWMA Invitational Practice Meet, Rahway High School, will begin in 5 minutes.
Over!
In the gym, a squad of Marine cadets marches in. Stone fiddles with her buttons.
There they are. Rahway High School. Let's not get psyched out here, people.
Her buckle breaks.
Everything squared away, Captain?
Ma'am, I always have spares, ma'am.
They replace the belt.
Time to shine.
Port on! Good soldier! Oh!
Forward!
The teams in three rows march through each other.
Washington Military Academy drill team.
They carry their white rifles diagonally across their bodies. One row spins their rifles in front, then behind them. The second row joins them to form one line. The cadets sequentially upend their rifles by the butts over their right shoulders. They then flip them out and catch them in one hand. They pass them diagonally over their left shoulders and twirl them in front and then behind their backs again. They march off in two lines and spin their rifles in rhythm with their march. Brad heads one column, Stone the other. Facing each other, they toss their rifles to the cadets opposite. They flip and spin them back and forth.
Broadway High School, unarmed competition.
Answer!
Without rifles, two women cadets wear white belts over their dark blue jackets. In unison, they slap their bodies and march. Their white caps are held in place by narrow black chin straps. Kelly and Carlo wrinkle their brows and chew their lips. They finish with a salute.
Broadway High School drill team.
Dance! Move!
Over.
The Marine cadets march in three rows. Kelly frowns as she watches them. They stop, do a left face, and march on to form a single line. They hold their rifles by the butts, upright and away from their bodies. The leader passes and a rifle spins to him. Without pause, he catches it in his right hand and spins it several times. The other cadets duplicate his movements. Reversing, he marches back along the line, spinning the rifle rapidly. He throws the rifle up and waits. It falls. He catches it and spins it in one hand. The Washington team whispers to one another. The cadets march. Their captain carries a saber. Their rifle butts hit the floor in unison with their right feet. Kelly sees Joe drop his head. She bites her lip. Marines finish, their rifles held out, their feet a pace apart, in the equipment room.
I expect you all to do a heck of a lot better next time. We obviously have to practice, practice, practice.
That performance today was a complete and total...
Now, give it a rest. It's not practice that we need. Okay, in the regulation phase, we're as good as anybody. The problem is the exhibition phase. I mean, we need inspiration, originality, creativity. Anyways, good job, people. We'll get them next time when it counts. Dismissed.
Brad sits on a bench. Kelly holds a rifle. He hangs his head. Kelly marches and swings the rifle by the barrel. She hops and shuffles, grinning at him. She thrusts the rifle in the air and kicks her foot out. She holds the rifle horizontally and twirls.
What are you doing?
Nothing. It's just a little something I thought would cheer you up.
He picks up the rifle and hands it to her.
Do it again. And that's an order.
Sir, yes, sir! Okay, here was my to-do list. Keep sir and mom's relationship going. Shepherd a baby into the world. And win a drill team medal for Brad. I have to do everything. Wish me luck.
In the barracks. Kelly approaches Gloria.
Hey yourself, Private. What's this?
It's a bracelet you tie in your wrist. You make a wish, and when it falls off, your wish comes true. Or a scarf from Nepal, bangles from the bazaar in Marrakesh. You know, I feel kind of silly offering you these things, but it's all I got.
What's the catch?
I've decided to try out for the drill team.
Gloria raises her eyebrows.
And I need you to be my coach. It wouldn't be professional if you didn't let me pay you.
She reaches for the scarf.
Once again, I'd seen it proven true. Accessories are a girl's best friend.
Who's the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States?
Wait a minute, I know this.
They practice in brown t-shirts, camouflage pants, and caps. Gloria adjusts Kelly's grip.
How many counts? From right shoulder arms to port arms.
Did you just say how many arms does a shoulder have?
Spin order arm.
Gloria demonstrates with her rifle. Kelly spins hers. She loses her grip, and the rifle goes flying. More tosses, more losses. Kelly practices alone, the setting sun behind her. She practices with Gloria again. She practices alone. In unison, Gloria and Kelly toss their rifles under their legs, behind their backs, and over their heads.
How'd I do?
Not bad. For a maggot.
What's next? Nothing. Nothing more we can do. Tryouts for the new elements are on Wednesday, and you... arrest.
Kelly hugs her and spins her around. Kelly performs before the panel. Stone and Brad are among the judges.
Yeah, real cheerleader stuff, Brad. I hope you noticed the flaw in her execution.
This concludes the tryouts. The roster for the expanded spring flight will be posted on the board at 09:30 tomorrow. Good luck to everyone.
It's come to my attention, without my knowledge or approval, You've tried out for the drill team.
Sir, yes, sir.
And that furthermore, on the recommendation of Cadet Captain Rigby, you've made it. Congratulations. I want you to know how proud I am of you.
So, do we hug or salute or shake something?
He offers his hand.
Permission to speak, sir. I admit, it was a good idea for you to sentence me to the drill team. It's a great lesson for me. But, sir, you have some lessons to learn, too.
And, what might those be?
We have a baby to raise, sir. And frankly, I think you're going to need my help. Babies can't salute. They're little. They cry even when they don't have to. They're not exactly clean, but they smell pretty good most of the time. They have to be smiled at constantly. And you have to carry them around all night and day. If not, they tend to yell.
Permission to teach.
In the equipment room. Kelly sees the dress uniforms. A badge with Collins printed on it is pinned on one. She runs her fingers over the gold buttons. She touches the badge and smiles. She polishes the buckle. On a grass area, Stone walks, slapping her legs and clapping her hands. Kelly comes up to her slowly. Stone sees her and moves away, hopping and clapping. Kelly watches, then mimics her. Stone glares. Kelly thrusts her arms back and forth, ending in a salute. Stone returns the salute, then gives her a shove. Stone sidesteps and slaps her leg and shoulder. Kelly stands behind her and does the same. Stone crosses her hands, slaps her legs, and taps her shoulders. Kelly repeats her movements. Stone begins another series of movements. Kelly does the same and ends with a kung fu hand gesture. Eyes locked, they circle each other. They stop and improvise moves, building off of each other. Brad and Gloria walk by, practicing with their rifles. He stops and watches the two. He tosses his rifle to Gloria. With hands on hips, he watches the contest.
Bravo! That is great. I mean, what you guys are doing, those moves. I mean, I think we could work something like that into the exhibition phase of the regionals.
What? You're kidding, right? This is my solo.
I don't even remember what I did.
You know what? It doesn't even matter. I mean, there was fire, spirit. Our team could use a little more of that. Do it again. It was good.
In the equipment room.
Hi. Ma'am, hi, ma'am. Ma'am, this cadet has some really cool ideas about a routine that she'd like to share with the captain.
Oh. Cool ideas, huh? Well, I'm sure you told Brad.
Ma'am, no ma'am. You are my partner. And commanding officer. I work with you.
Permission to discuss, cadet.
Stone gives her a small smile. At home.
Oh, is Dad gonna be surprised? He thinks dinner comes in those little white containers you get at Chinese restaurants. I'll get it!
Dad! Hey.
Dad! I miss you!
Nice to see you again, Adam.
Hey, thanks. Nice of you to help me, Joe. And nice of you to take such good care of our little girl. Hey. Look what I got you. Now close your eyes. No peeking. Hey. Open.
It's a beige brocade blouse.
Brunei. The Sultan gave me a special price just for you.
Hello, Adam.
Hey, Sam, you're looking...
She stands sideways.
Big.
Thank you.
Huge.
So you said. Okay, dinner will be ready in 5 minutes. Okay. Well, maybe six. I hope you like turkey. Oh, and guess what? You're not going to believe this. When I bought this turkey, it was raw.
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sam puts on an apron.
Remember what I wrote you about Rock Climbing Today magazine? Well, I have taken an assignment right here in the Hudson Valley. Extreme climbing in the Shawangunk Mountains. I'll be shooting at Rock Ridge Point, which means I'll be able to see you in the drill team competition. So I'm just going to get some shots in the early morning, and then it's you and me at 11 a.m. We'll even synchronize our watches and everything.
Promise?
Promise.
They link pinky fingers.
Attention, master level competitors. Now hear this. The inspection phase for all flights will begin in the field house at 1100 hours.
The Washington team steps off a bus.
Sir.
Yeah, Major.
We're going to blow them out of their socks. Because this time we have something no one's ever seen before. Our secret weapons. Cadet Captain Stone.
Sir.
I'd like you to check the schedule and report back immediately.
Yes, sir.
Cadet Kelly?
Yes, sir.
I want you to double check the rifles so that...
Kelly sees Amanda.
Or not.
Well, your mom called my mom, and my mom called the car service.
At the competition.
I'd like to welcome you all to this year's Northeast Regional Drill Team Competition. Let me say to all the fathers and mothers present today, you ought to be very, very proud of these young people. Let the inspection phase begin. And may the best flight win.
Joe and Sam stand and clap.
What do the stripes on the flag of the United States of America represent?
Sir, the 13 original colonies, sir.
How many counts are there to a right-faced movement?
What elements make up the Marine Corps symbol?
Is that a string of Sam uniforms? My bullet explode!
What is the Marine Corps motto?
To Kelly.
Who is the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States of America?
Sir, the President of the United States, sir.
How does the cadet render a courtesy to a superior officer when not in formation?
Sir, when rendering courtesy to an individual with the cadet's rifle in right shoulder, left shoulder, or port arms and not in formation, sir. The cadet will execute present arms, sir.
The cadet will please demonstrate. As you were.
How many original colonies are there?
Prep for inspection. How long have you worked on your shoe? When is the Marine Corps' birthday?
Kelly searches the crowd. She checks her watch.
Who is the Secretary of Defense?
11:10.
A perfect 10 across the board. Way to go, people. All right. Let's not rest on our laurels. We're going to take this one all the way home. What was that?
It's my dad. He's supposed to be here. Dad? Dad? Dad!
If that had gone off in there, the whole flight...
The whole flight would have been summarily disqualified, thanks to you.
You know what? I don't even know what you were thinking bringing a phone in there.
My dad is the only one who calls me on it. And only when he really needs to talk to me. It's our lifeline. I'm sorry. Maybe your truest friend can help you out of this one. Carla, I wasn't thinking when I said that. I'm so sorry.
Okay, people. Don't wander off. Stay close. We're gonna have to give this one our best shot.
Alone, Kelly stares at her phone. In the gym, Kelly searches the stands.
Attention, master level flight.
Sam sees her and shrugs.
Regulation phase for the George Washington Military Academy, Broadway High School and Jefferson High School will begin in 10 minutes.
Kelly checks her phone.
Flight leaders.
She joins the flight as Joe strides up.
And that all equipment is ready for use.
Eddie's. Well, I've looked forward to this. Not for months, for years. You look good. I know you're ready. And I want to thank you for representing our school. It means a lot to me. Do us proud.
Let's do it again.
Win or lose, you're going to be great.
Sir, yes, sir.
What is it?
It's nothing, sir. It's nothing.
I know you well enough to know it's never nothing. Talk to me, cadet. What's wrong?
Sir, this cadet's worried that her father's hurt.
Why, have you heard something?
Sir, no, sir. But he's not here. And he promised he'd be here. You heard him? This cadet's father's known to take chances. His cell phone is out, and that never happens.
When was the last time you heard from him?
He tried to call me a couple hours ago, sir, but the line went dead.
You know, it happens.
Sir, yes, sir. But he's not here, and he knows how important this is to me.
You want to go look for him?
No, sir. This cadet will stay with her flight. This cadet will not let her team down. Cadet will not let you down. I just know something's happened to him, though.
How do you know?
I just know, okay?
Let's go find him.
Negative, sir. This cadet knows how important this competition is to the Commandant. This cadet knows her duty. And this cadet...
Cadet Major Rigby can handle it. They'll go down to three elements. This cadet also has a duty to her father. Let's go.
Thank you, sir. He said he was going to be at Rock Ridge Point.
I know where that is.
Aye, aye, sir!
Everyone accounted for?
Hold on.
The Marines perform. Stone counts.
Guess who's missing?
In a wooded area.
Fourth element to stand down.
Once a maggot, always a maggot.
Joe and Kelly remove their jackets. She carefully looks over a rocky outcropping.
Dad!
Adam lies on a ledge.
Dad!
Joe takes a look. On his cell phone.
Command Center, General Maxwell. We have a man down roughly 1.6 miles due south of County Road 35 near Rock Ridge Point.
Request rescue team and ambulance immediately.
All right.
I'm going down to him.
No, you're not. I can't risk it. We wait for the rescue squad.
Sir, I'm not going to leave my father alone. I'm going to rappel down to him, and you can't do it because you're too heavy, and I can't pull you back up. It has to be me. Don't worry. I've been trained. I can do this.
George Washington Military Academy requests your permission to utilize your drill deck, sir.
It's a
bird. It's you.
Joe tightens a rope around a tree. Kelly, in a harness, throws the rope over the ledge.
Okay, just ease yourself over the side. You don't have to rush.
She leans over and starts down. At the gym, the flight performs. The ledge.
1 foot at a time. Slow. Nice and easy. Concentrate. You can do it. You okay?
I'm fine.
You want me to pull you back up?
No, sir.
Adam opens his eyes.
Kelly.
You make it!
The rope's too short!
Kelly.
She unhooks the harness. Let's go.
Dad! Dad!
Kel. I
step's a doozy.
Oh, Dad.
They hug. Adam is secured in a rescue basket. He hugs Kelly with one arm.
Well done.
Kelly salutes.
Kelly.
He spreads his arms and moves toward her. They hug.
At that moment, I realized that Sir was ready to have this baby. This really is a photo op. If only I had my camera. I would show my dad. And my dad. Both brave, both safe. And both mine.
She holds both their hands.
Sir went into father mode so quickly, the only thing I could do was smile. Maybe, just maybe, I don't quite have to do everything.
We're down by 5 points. You and Kelly are our only chance. You're the most unique thing we have. And unless a miracle happens, we don't have a chance.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew that she was just a little...
Maggot? Is that what you were going to say, ma'am? Or were you going to call me ma'am? If so, you must be confused.
Betty's. On my order, Kelly has been officially excused from the regulation phase. Carry on. And good luck.
Sir, Cadet Kelly Collins, reporting for duty, sir. And expecting to win.
Attention flight finalists. The exhibition phase will begin in 5 minutes.
Okay, people, let's get ready to rumble. Fall out.
You go, girls.
Representing the George Washington Military Academy, Cadet Captain Jennifer Stone and Cadet Kelly Collins.
Eddie!
In unarmed competition.
We have a lot of ground to make up because of you.
It's a good thing we're excellent at this.
Attend, hut!
Let's do it.
Back to back, they pace away. Turn and nod. They bend to one knee, then the other. Fingers snapping, they march and spin around each other. Joe, Sam, and Amanda look on. They jog and hop, facing each other. They cross their arms and pivot with their feet. Slapping their legs, they spin, shoulders touching. They circle, smiling, eyes locked. Amanda and Sam whisper, Gloria nods. Arms at chest height. They kick their legs. They wiggle their shoulders and slap hands. They kick with their feet flexed and fists clenched. They spin on their knees toward each other and pick up ribbons. They stand and unfurl the green and yellow streamers. Marching, hopping, and shuffling, they wave them over their heads, side to side, and in circles. Back on their knees, they flutter the ribbons back and forth. The girls smile. They jog and dance. The ribbons float and fly. They lean over and toss the ribbons overhead. They straighten and salute. Sam stands and hoots. Joe applauds, grinning. The girls dart a glance at each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Spectacular! I don't think I've ever seen a better regional, or a closer one either. Without further ado, third place, the bronze, goes to Thomas Jefferson High School of Redding, Connecticut.
A boy in a white naval uniform steps forward. He raises a tall red trophy.
And the winner, in the closest voting since the competition began, is, by 1 point, Rahway High School, who takes the gold.
The team closes their eyes.
Over the George Washington Military Academy, who takes the silver.
Sam pats Joe's shoulder.
Well done, all.
We got beat.
No, we didn't. We meddled. I mean, we're going to the Nationals.
It's my fault. If I hadn't...
That's right. If you hadn't joined the team...
we would have never gotten this far.
Right then. I knew I would be telling my grandchildren about this someday.
Stone salutes Kelly. Kelly hugs Stone.
Next year will be even better. If you and I can work on our routines together, there's no telling what...
Actually, there's not going to be a next year for me.
You see, my father got transferred to Europe, so, I'm moving. But I do have one wish for you, Cadet. That you become a platoon leader. And have to deal with a little maggot. Just like you.
Flight! All in!
Joe stands and salutes the flight. Narrated by Chris Snyder. Description written by Terry Grossman.
Spin order!
Since this is my first autobiography, I might not have gotten everything right. The events are true. The feelings are genuine. And my memoirs are finished. But I might have forgotten what everyone was wearing.
Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com. Words appear. Dedicated to Carol Rubin.